It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As hospitals have been vaccinating frontline healthcare workers, medical residents say they were lost in the shuffle. The doctors in training were initially told they wouldn't be vaccinated until January, weeks after vaccination started. Dr. Shanta Zimmer, a dean at the CU School of Medicine, says officials at the hospital pivoted to move up vaccinations for residents.
It's painful to think about making them feel undervalued, especially given how much they've given up this year. The whole world has given up a lot, but they are the ones who, no matter what, have just said, okay, I'll work more, I'll work harder, I'll work in a risky situation. This is what we do.
Residents say the pandemic has made worse underlying issues with their residency programs. They say they are happy to get the vaccine, but dismayed by a process they call unfair and confusing. The FBI says an alleged neo-Nazi plot to attack the U.S. power grid has been foiled. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the plot involved an El Paso County substation.
CBS 4 in Denver reports the El Paso County attack was planned on an Xcel energy structure called Midway outside of Colorado Springs. Federal investigators say it was part of a much wider neo-Nazi plot known as Lights Out. A search warrant affidavit detailing the plot was accidentally unsealed in Wisconsin, though it has since been resealed. The specific group mentioned in the planned attack, Adam Waffen, has been described by authorities as a, quote, series of terror cells working toward civilizational collapse. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
There were more human-caused avalanches in Colorado last week than in any single week over the last decade. Ethan Green with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center says dry weather is made for weak snow that is prone to avalanches, plus COVID-19 restrictions have sent more people outdoors.
These avalanches are really easy to trigger. They're sort of like a bit of a hair trigger, and it's going to get worse every time we have some snowfall or wind. If you're going to spend a lot of time in avalanche terrain, taking a class that has some field components is really important.
Avalanches have killed three people in Colorado so far this season. Green recommends checking the avalanche forecast online before going out. Not a lot of snow in Colorado's forecast for the next couple of days. It's mostly sunny today and into the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.